Hey, welcome to today's podcast. This is Next Step Influencers, where we didn't come this far just to come this far. And I'm driving today. I'm going hunting. It's a Friday morning. It was supposed to rain, but it's not. So I decided to get up and go hunting this morning. But I also made a big decision this morning that I've been thinking about for a while. And so for those that don't know, I do keynote speaking and motivational speaking, leadership speaking to colleges across the United States. And a lot of my speaking's done outside of New York, where I live, Buffalo, New York, and Texas, Arkansas, Florida, you name it. Do I really want to speak all around the country? And at first, a couple of years ago, that sounded really exciting, sounded fun. And that was 2 years ago, and now I'm really starting to get my name out there, and I'm starting to get booked a lot. Like, I'm projected to probably get 20, 30 schools in 2019, where, the year before I was getting like six. So it's getting to a point where during the school semester, in certain months, I'm going to be gone, every week. And I'm going to be home for 2 days, and then I'll be gone for 3 days. I'll be home for 2 days, and I'll be gone for 3 days. And, I think, when I get married and have kids, what am I going to do? And, to get a little personal, I'm helping like plan an extension site or a church, if you will, in Buffalo, New York. And, I want to be on the leadership group. I want to be involved. I can't be doing that if I'm missing, most weeks or every other week or a couple weeks a month. And that's something that I don't, want to do. So, I've been praying about it. I've been thinking about it. And, on a worldly perspective, I decided, I'm going to take a step back from speaking. And it made me kind of sad at first. I'm like, oh my gosh, I've done so much work the past couple years, whether it's blogging or, sending, e-newsletters to all these schools or networking at all these events, paying to go to these conferences to speak so I get booked, and just countless hours traveling and, starting podcasts and all this stuff, just so many hours of work and networking that I love doing. But, now after a couple years of getting my quote unquote dream coming true of becoming this speaker, getting booked often now, now I feel called by God to step back and say, hey man, I only want you to do, I want you to take a step back. And for me, a step back means speak locally, whether it's in Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, Ohio, something I can drive within 6 hours in. And at first I'm like, I'm taking a step back. I've worked so hard for this, but I really feel like it's a step backwards for an invitation to move forward eventually. And what I mean by that is I could keep moving forward and keep getting booked and keep moving forward and have a success on an, outwardly appearance or, according to the world, if you will, you're successful, you're getting booked, you're creating your dream, et cetera, et cetera. But I just feel like there's something more, and I don't know exactly what it is yet. But I feel like this is just my next step in terms of a lot of different things. Like when I'm a parent, when I get married, when I have kids, like I don't want to be traveling 40, 50, schools a year. I don't want to be on a plane every other week. Or I feel like I'm taking away from my family, and my significant other. Like I just don't want to take away from her. And, I'm taking away from, being poured into by my church community. And I just feel like, and I'm missing, things like events with friends, family, like whether it's, it could be a birthday or a celebration. Like I'm just missing that. And I just really don't want to. But I also want to pursue speaking as well. So I was really caught in the middle. And it's just really cool how, and I want you to picture someone walking forward. Like they're taking a step forward towards their goals, their dreams, their aspirations, whatever you want to call it. And then all of a sudden they just stop. And then walk backwards, like one step or two steps. And by most people, they're thinking, well, that person's not moving forward in life. They're actually walking backwards, right? They're actually not going forward. But I think sometimes we got to take a step back to move forward. At least in terms of purpose and destiny and what we feel like God has called us to do. And for me, I'm in the middle of taking that step backwards. Like right now, today, this morning, I'm like, I decided I'm not going to some of these conferences next year to go speak in different states so I can get booked. I decided that I'm putting guardrails on how often I'm going to be out of town. For 2019, I'm sticking to it. And that means turning down money. You know, that means turning down, quote unquote, a goal I set for myself a couple years ago of speaking all across the country and possibly outside the United States. That's turning that down. And, you know, that doesn't sound like fun as I'm speaking this, but I know it's the right decision. I know my heart, and I know that it's just something I got to move forward and I got to take a step back, because when I'm doing that, now I'm creating space. When we're taking a step backwards sometimes, or our next step, I feel like when we're creating space so we can give room for what's next in our life. Because if I just keep doing what I'm doing, I'm trying to take next steps, I'm trying to walk into my destiny, if you will. That's not a destination. It's just walking into my next step until, like, you know, and when I take a next step, I'm like learning who I am and who else created to be and what my destiny is. And it's really cool just figuring out along the way versus having everything perfectly planned. You know, when I'm taking next steps, sometimes I'm taking a step back to create space so I can create room for what's next in my life. And it's really exciting, but it can be a little sad at the same exact time. So I just want to encourage whoever's listening to this that maybe you feel called to take a step back, or maybe you feel called to take something away so you can create space for in your room, whether it's a relationship, or maybe it's a friendship, or maybe it's a job. Or maybe it's a goal that you've been holding on to a while, but you're in the middle of it, and you're just like, you know what? I don't feel like I'm called to do this anymore. I don't feel I'm as excited to do that anymore. I just want to encourage you where you are, and I just want to get you in this moment while I'm thinking about it, even when I'm driving, even though I'm not in my studio right now at home recording this. I just want to share in the moment, despite not knowing what the victory is yet, despite not knowing what exactly God has planned for me yet, I just want to share in the moment that I'm taking a step backwards so I can move forward into my destiny, even though I don't even know what it is yet. And most of us don't want to take next steps until we know exactly 110% sure what is next. And I feel like that's holding on to something that we shouldn't hold on to. And that's only taking, anybody can take a calculated step. Anybody can make a move when they know 120%, you know, what's next. Anybody can do that. That doesn't take faith. It doesn't take, and I just think that we're missing the invitation when we do that. I feel like we're missing the invitation of living life of how we were supposed to be, which is taking next steps into the unknown sometimes and have freedom and be empowered despite being overwhelmed sometimes and letting some dreams go so you can have something bigger and better in the future. So I just want to challenge you today that if that's you, if you feel like you need to let something go, whether it's an emotion, a fear, a guilt, past, anything, again, in your heart, I don't want to be too specific because I want it to come from you, not me, that we can take a step backwards so we can move forward. Despite we don't even know what we're moving forward necessarily in yet. So I just want to encourage you right now. I'm going to go hunting, and I hope you have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon.